It's This Week in Classical Music, an update on what's happening in the classical music world. I'm Randy Kinkle. Simon Rattle announced a new academy involving 10 East London boroughs. Music director Rattle said the initiative was the first step in trying to make the London Symphony Orchestra look more like the city itself. Rattle said orchestras and choruses were not diverse, an issue that needed to be addressed. I think we all realize we have to start being proactive, he said. I think our art form depends on making an orchestra like the city. The LSO East London Academy will open in the spring of 2019 and will identify and develop the potential of talented young people between 11 and 18 years of age. It'll be a bridge between secondary schools and conservatories. It'll be free, offering training that would be beyond the financial reach of most. This year's Gramophone Classical Music Awards were given out recently. It was a remarkable recording of Berlioz's Le Troyen, which carried off the biggest prize of all, Gramophone's Recording of the Year. The orchestra for the ceremony was the Estonian National Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Kristjan Järvi, and it was a special evening for the Järvi family, as Neeme Järvi, the father of Kristjan and Paavo, all three of them conductors, was presented with the Gramophone Lifetime Achievement Award. The winner of the Orchestra of the Year award, the only gramophone award voted for by the public, was the Seattle Symphony, thriving under the leadership of Ludovic Morlot. This year's Artist of the Year award went to Rachel Podger, whose recent recording of Vivaldi's Four Seasons and her Grandissima Gravità album, both for Channel Classics, won high praise this year from the magazine. It was a double celebration for Harmonia Mundi, too, who won the Orchestral Award for Ravel's Daphnis and Chloe, and were also named Gramophone's Label of the Year. A full list of winners can be found on our website on kbach.org. For more on these and other items, go to the website, kbaq.org. Be listening each week for another update. Find us on Facebook and Twitter. Don't forget to vote for your top 100 most wanted, and then listen to the Most Wanted Hour, weekdays at noon with Linda Cassidy. Member-supported 89.5. KBAQ Phoenix and HD, a service of Rio Salado College celebrating 40 years, and Arizona State University.